Good afternoon, everyone. My name is John Milligan, and I'm one of the authors on our Asuragen ACMG poster titled High Resolution Analysis of Pathogenic Trinucleotide and Hexanucleotide Repeats, Copy Number Changes, SNVs, and indels using flexible, easy-to-use fragment sizing instrumentation. This poster covers our testing of the Seq Studio Flex capillary electrophoresis instrument, which is a newer CE instrument it's very similar to the 3500 instrument, but with some quality of life improvements, such as a touchscreen, cloud compatibility, simplified consumables, and easier maintenance that make it a little bit more approachable than the 3500 instrument. And we wanted to challenge this instrument by testing it with some of our Amplidex PCR CE assays, covering difficult gene targets such as C9orf72, FMR1, SMN12, and CFTR. This is notable because these are some really challenging genes that include both repeat sequences with C9orf and FMR1, copy number changes with SMN12, and a variety of challenging variants with CFTR. So we tested the Flex with these four assays using a bunch of samples, at least 30 samples for each assay that cover all of the relevant genotype categories. So for example, all of the repeat categories for C9orf and FMR1, as well as all the copy numbers for SMN1 and 2, and at least, all 65 variants for CFTR that are included in our kit. As far as the results, you can see in figure 1, example electropherograms from both SMA on top and FMR1 on bottom, looking very similar to the 3500. And that was kind of the theme of our poster, is that performance of the Flex was also very similar to the 3500. In figure 2, you can see our results from FMR1, which showed an extremely good sizing correlation in figure 2A, as well as really great genotype correlation in figure 2B. And you can see we have two misses there. We still have 98.5% concordance with those two misses. And those misses were right on the bin boundaries between pre-mutation and full mutation. So it was a sizing difference between 198 repeats versus 200 or more. And so that's within precision of the instrument. And so they aren't technically really misses. I will note, though, that we did have some issues with channel crosstalk in FMR1. And this was due to a defect identified in the Seq Studio Flex data collection software. And we're anticipating a fix to correct that from Thermo. In figure 3, you can see our performance with the C9orf assay, which was also excellent in terms of sizing correlation in figure 3A, as well as 100% correct in terms of genotype correlation in figure 3B. Similarly, for SMA, looking at figure 4A, we were 100% concordant across all of the SMN1 copy numbers, and as well as SMN2 copy numbers in figure 2B. We didn't have separate figures for this, but we were also 100% concordant for the three SNPs detected by this kit. And then finally, in figure 5, you can see our results with the CFTR test. Now, we did include 30 samples, but we had some synthetic samples that included all of the possible variants detected by this kit. And so you can see in figure 5A, we have 100% concordance in terms of the genotype level, the number of CFTR variants detected, as well as 100% concordance for several important statistics at the variant level in figure 5B. So from top to bottom, that's positive predictive value, positive percent agreement, negative percent agreement, overall percent agreement, zygosity agreement, which is not only getting the variant right, but whether it's heterozygous or mutant, and then poly-ATTG sizing agreement. And you can see we were 100% correct for all of those. And so overall, we're getting excellent results from the Seq Studio Flex. It lines up nearly perfectly with our 3500. The only two discrepancies we had were in FMR1, and those were within precision of each other. Again, it's a difference of 198 versus greater than 200 repeats, which is within precision at that high repeat range. We did identify an issue in the data collection software with the Seq Studio Flex that causes crosstalk between the hex and FAM channels in FMR1, and we excluded 11 samples because of that. But we do expect that Thermo will be releasing an update that will correct this issue in the near future. And that concludes our poster for today. I hope you enjoyed this download, and we look forward to seeing you at the conference.